Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 7:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Are you chipper today? You're getting a little bit over your cold?
I'm getting over the cold, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's really good for that. If you take a bottle of that habanero sauce, you know, the real stuff, and you suck down the whole bottle.
Oh.
Takes away, it causes something like an internal flame that just burns that cold right out.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. And Trish Park.
Good morning, and I'm glad I don't have a cold.
Have you used that remedy before?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it could work.
Well, I guess it could, but it sounds like it might be a little painful.
well, yeah, but you want to get rid of
that cold.
That
may be worse than a cold.
Yeah, you know, pain is fear leaving the body.
Okay.
Weather.
Gosh, and the weather this morning is 48 degrees, and we're going to have sunny with a high near 85 today. North wind only around 6 miles per hour, so that wind is kind of dying down. Tonight it's going to be clear with a low around 55. Sunny tomorrow up to 86, and by Sunday up to about 88. We have a nice weekend in seasonally warm weather, and
lots
wind
of things
is not
going
to be so bad.
Yeah.
And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And tonight.
As usual, tonight is pizza night.
Reverge Anselmo was on the show yesterday.
Yes, he was.
And not once did he talk about the ongoing differences with the county. And, you know, and that was on purpose. You know, it was that, because, you know, he had the drone thing, of course, took off again. And then we talked about the big media day. For the Reading Rodeo is going to have a media day up there with a trail ride for media reps and all that. This should be a lot of fun.
Do you know the Anselmo Vineyards is a real venue for this area, and there's a lot going on with the different things way beyond just the wine tasting, which certainly they have award winning wines, and but they've got a wonderful restaurant and the skeet shooting or clay pigeon shooting.
Sporting clays.
Horseback riding. It's a wonderful venue.
It's a lot of places up there. Mm-hmm. Can't get married in the chapel, though.
No, you can't, but you can have a lovely wedding in the pavilion.
In the pavilion. All right. Hey, that's, you know, every morning, Monday through Friday, from at this time, we have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, and today it's Chris Lestandak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 41 points at 14,718. The S&P 500 adding 7 points at 1586, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 21 points at 3290. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 125 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 14 cents at 12.45, General Electric adding 10 cents at $22.06, AT&T up 28 cents at $37.32, while Rite Aid's up 4 cents at $2.62. Of local interest, PG&E up 23 cents at $47.98, Costco's up 49 cents at $108.27, North Valley Bank down 25 cents at $17.14, while Harley-Davidson's up $1.81 at $55.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.71%, the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23%. Oil's up 10 cents a barrel at $91.53, and precious metals are higher with gold up $20.20 an ounce at $14.50.90, while silver's up 72 cents at $23.81 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. As I said before, we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want some advice because, you know, Wall Street is volatile at its very best. Drop by Park Marina Drive where they have their offices. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're getting some news in, but we're not going to talk about it till we can tell for sure.
Right,
I don't want to even say anything about it.
Never do a news tweet as people have discovered.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about today, we do have, you know, part of the cast from Phantom of the Opera for Shasta Union High School. We're going to be talking to Randall Hempling today about the, Obamacare and the impact it's going to have, because it's already having an impact on people, insurance and healthcare and all that. And just exactly, you know, where you're looking at it, where it's coming from. But we're also going to talk about, after this break, AB5. I don't think people understand just how serious this is, AB5 is. We talked about it yesterday. Bruce Ross had an editorial today, and you know what? It's madness. It's absolute madness. And if you haven't heard about it, stay tuned. Right, because right after these messages, we're going to talk.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wine, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Chris Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, my friends. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, plus being able to buy anything it takes to make coffee and the gourmet coffee beans there at great prices. Walk next door to the best, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. And also, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do wonderful things for this community. AB 5.
Ooh.
You know what? I frankly can't even believe that even the Democrats would have the you know, the audacity to bring something up like this, the impact it could have on communities throughout the state. You know, it's terrible. Homeless is terrible. You know, but there's, but to give a homeless, a quote, homeless bill of rights that says they can use public property and make it private property, which is essentially what they're doing. By they cannot, the police cannot ask them to move. They can't take any of the stuff they leave behind, like they leave their tent. So if you take their tent, you have to reimburse them. We have to build hygiene centers for 24 hours a day, which means showers and toilets. They can, it says that the cities and counties have to start providing, shelters, like housing for them. But the bottom line is that means you can go down to South Park. And they can put up 100 tents there, and you can't tell them to move.
Any little city park that we have gone out of our way throughout the communities to establish in neighborhoods can now simply be taken over and become a homeless encampment, and there isn't a darn thing anybody can do about it.
They can sleep along the street here as long as they're not impeding traffic. And if you say they're impeding traffic, it becomes harassment, and they are provided a lawyer, which I think if you're arrested, you can get provided a lawyer anyway. For this is, there's something wrong here.
You know, when this first started, when the discussion started in the in Sacramento about, you know, the homeless advocates, and again, we're not saying that that isn't a sad thing and isn't something we would love to have removed from our population. But the fact is, you can't let them just live on any public piece of property.
And that's what it says. If they are there in RVs, cars, tents, or just sleeping bags, sharing food, sleeping, whatever it is, sitting, they cannot be moved. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I find this disturbing, not so much for the inconvenience and disaster that it's inviting, but more so for the concept that I think there's a deeper reason behind this. I mean, remember what was the thing that finally stopped the, the protesters of Trump?
Occupy.
Occupiers, was that they were all on private property. I'm wondering if this isn't a backdoor thing to help them.
Well, you know what, frankly, I don't think so. I mean, it could be, but, you know, the Occupy Now could stay on public property up to in their point, but an Occupy Reading, it was a little difficult. There's only two of them.
Well, I'm not referring necessarily to Reading itself. I'm thinking bigger cities kind of situation.
Oh,
and also,
I did have
a question. This has got to violate some part of the constitutional laws involving private and public property.
Well, on private property.
Don't you need to change something before you can just make a blatant law like this?
No, private property, they cannot do this on. If you have private property, they cannot come and camp on your property. If it's public property, like it belongs to the city or county, yes. Now, if your property butts up to it and they have a homeless camp there and there's no hygienic facility, so all the waste is going into the stream there, or they're cutting down trees or whatever, is you can't do anything about it. You can complain about it. If they come on your property, you can tell them to move. You have the right to do that. That's private property. It's the parks. How about parking lots? And you have RVs and cars there, or have 40 or 50 in there. This is what you've got to be taking a look at. You can't move them.
This is just absolutely unworkable, and it's going to have such a tremendous impact on the neighborhoods, the big cities, the small cities, every place where they're, and especially if you look around Shasta County, especially in the city of Reading, big deal about a lot of parks. There's a lot of space for people to come in and set up their tents and pull in an old single wide and load it up with a bunch of people. Geez, they can start a whole cafeteria and do the whole works just right there in a city park, and there isn't a darn thing anybody can do about it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there's a, by the way, Jay, there was a news alert out at Happy Valley. They locked down the schools. There's nothing happening at the school. There was a burglary suspect, that was, in the area. They locked down the schools. The kids are safe. They were never in any danger. And now the suspect is in custody. So I want everybody to know that we had mentioned that before. Cause people saw helicopters. The school was shut down. It was locked down, and it was because the police were looking for a burglar in the area.
And it was actually prior to the start of school, and there weren't children actually in the school as yet.
Right.
What a brave new world we have. But, I feel like it could be a slippery slope. I mean, because if one day they could just pass a law that says, well, I guess anybody can park on private land and basically take it over, other blatant, blanket commandments.
Well, public land is public land. It's owned by the city, county, or government. You know,
well, it's owned by the people.
It's owned by the people, but it's not private property. This isn't a slippery slope. This is just a cliff we're falling off of right now. The next spot is when you say they can't take private property. That's not true. They'll go in and they will take a house that's empty and they will squat in there, and it takes months to get them out of there.
Yes, it does.
So anyway, hey Jay, we got to run. Thanks for the phone call.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too, Jay. Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, our taxi guy. You know what? This is,
You make a good point about the private property because if they do, and we've had several instances throughout Shasta County where in the backs of people's property, large pieces of land, these different people have gone in, set up their tents and what have you, and the private property owner has had a tremendous amount of expense hiring lawyers, going through the process, trying to get them removed from their private land. Uh-huh. And never get reimbursed for any of the costs that they expend in doing that. Because fact is, they haven't got anything. So there isn't any way you're going to get reimbursed. So this now just gives them you're right.
It's not a slippery slope. It's a cliff we're getting ready to step over unless people do something.
The problem is we keep trying to put, common sense to the thought process of what's going on with all this stuff, and that's where we just can't get
where. You want to help people.
Well, of course
you
do.
You want to help people, but when you get to this point,
this isn't helping them. This is enabling their lifestyle, and it absolutely is not helping them change.
All right, we got to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. As you can tell, we're not really crazy about AB5. We, and I don't see anybody that has common sense that sees, it takes us all the way through the end. It's not about helping the homeless. Yes, you continue to help the homeless. You continue to
do things.
You're
not helping them.
But this right here could change the way your life is if you take it out to where this bill goes to. We'll be right back.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Dean Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Premiering for the first time in the North State, Shasta High School is pleased to present Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. At the David Marr Theater, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, the production includes a live orchestra, hundreds of handmade costumes. See this masterpiece that has broken all box office records and won every major award.
To purchase tickets, go to ShastaWolves.com or call 243-8877 now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. A lot of good stuff happening today, April the 25th, 48 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We just had them out yesterday, and they came through and they did all the filters, that cooling liquid, you know, Freon or whatever they put in there, stuff that in there. You can get a yearly contract with them when they come out. Twice, they do all the filters, they do the oil in it, they have to add stuff to it, all that, from Alliance Heating and Air. And it's getting hot, if you haven't noticed. Mm. They're a good company to do business with. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Very, very professional, and they do really good work. Trish Clark, of course, is my co-host. They found out, let's hit local real quick.
Okay.
KIXE. Needs $250,000, did they stop operation? They need that to match the amount of money that the public broadcasting system gives to them, to what I understand. They have to match it. So they've got to come up with like $700,000 a year, something like that. They have matching funds. So half of what it takes to run this station is, and a lot of that is what they have to pay back to PBS for the shows they have. So if they don't get it, does that mean that KIXE shuts down?
And that certainly wasn't clear from the article, and it looked like they were looking for a waiver. It was hard to follow. And I have to admit that I'm not as familiar with the operation of KIXE as I should be, perhaps. I know that they used to have some local broadcasting and more local involvement from the community that it appears that they have now. There are some good shows on public broadcasting, and I suppose that I think maybe I question the need for public broadcasting at this stage in the availability of broadcasting that there is. My gosh, how many channels are there?
Oh, thousands.
8,000? I mean, yeah. There's a channel to pick up darn near everything in the world, and Do we as citizens really need to be using taxpayer dollars to create TV shows?
Well, you know, that's a good point. However, a lot of times they have programming on KIXE that you're not going to find anywhere else. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not talking like Antiques Roadshow because they've got other shows out there that do things like that. But they do have a lot of educational shows on that. Where are you going to find those at for kids in the morning or in early afternoon? I don't know if those are out there. I don't see them on our local channels, and I don't see an educational, like a big cable TV educational channel that has things like that.
Do you know, and I'm not saying and they
could,
aren't you know, there,
I could be
but,
wrong.
But I do know that when my grandchildren were younger, there was so many things available for children to watch, really good quality programming
yeah.
that weren't on public television. So yeah. I would question, And I happen to believe in the entrepreneurial spirit that
I know you do.
In fact, the public taxpayer dollar was not providing that. There would be some entrepreneur who would come forward and provide that and make money and perhaps support his family doing it.
Okay, I see that. And as I'm taking the other side to make this as fair as I possibly can, I see that. I'm sorry, what, Bob? You're writing like crazy, but you're not telling me anything. What?
We have calls, but we'll have to hold over.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox Business Network stocks are swinging between gains and losses in early trading as investors mull over the latest round of corporate earnings and an encouraging report on the labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 25 points. Meanwhile, some big bucks are being spent at Best Buy. CEO Hubert Joly's total compensation in his 5 months on the job in 2012 was worth $19.6 million. The bulk of his pay came from stock and option awards valued at $15.6 million on the date that they were granted. And if your teenager is preparing for prom, expect to shell out some serious dough. While the recession forced spending cutbacks, the new Visa and GFK survey shows wallets are starting to open wide again for the spring ritual. The average spending on prom is expected to rise to more than $1,100. By the way, girls' favorite dress color this year is pink blush. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies.
the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. Good morning. 7:35, it's 48 degrees out there. And, of course, I'm joined by Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Absolutely clear, sparkling, tasty, if water could be tasty.
Water is very tasty.
It is from Mount Shasta Spring Water. For more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. We use it. It's good. If you add a little red food coloring to it. Nah, just kidding about that.
It's a hummingbird.
Yeah, that's the only problem. I'm drinking it out of my little squeeze bottle and hummingbirds attack me.
I would think.
Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Well, good morning. I've been drinking Mountain Spring water for 66 years.
Well, you know what? You don't even look like you're 40 yet.
Well, see, and that just goes to show you what it can do for you.
I am a senior citizen, and I just cry that I cannot get anything on television except sex and violence. Channel 9 saves me so many times from boredom. I have a little vision problem, so I can't read a lot anymore. And Channel 9 is the only place that we can get something that of substance to watch. So,
you know, Roberta,
that's a good point.
That is an absolutely great point that you can put your kids down in front of the TV and, I mean, to watch something that, you know, has to do with nature or something, and you don't have to worry about it too much. And you do have like Masterpiece Theater, and you've got other shows they have. You may not agree with all the shows, but then that's what the Switch is for. But I agree. And that's it. Would there be an entrepreneur that would bring that out?
And keep it as pure as public broadcasting.
That's a good point, Roberta. Okay, Roberta, thank you very much for that.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm sure we could probably talk about this for another 30 minutes because, you know what, people got strong feelings about this. I'm sorry, what?
We were getting calls.
Getting a lot of calls. We'll discuss this another time, too.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah, we do need it. Maybe what I'll do is I'll bring the guy in from, okay, actually, we'll talk about it. Okay, but now.
We have special guests with us right now.
Not just one, but they're a cast of thousands. I have Gavin Spencer here with me.
Good morning.
How you doing, Gavin?
Great.
And you are the choir director at?
Shasta High School.
And you have brought in some stalwarts of your play that is garnering almost national attention here.
Well, thank you. We're happy to be here.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da.
Share with us the story of the chandelier.
Yeah.
Well, the chandelier, it's been a road getting it here, but... you know, the building is so old where our theater is. It took some time to find the old original plans to make sure the structure was sound enough for the weight of the chandelier structure. And anyway, it finally all got approved. We found all the old plans from 1926. And
where are you doing this at?
This is at the David Marr Theater.
Oh, okay.
Where the district office
is. Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful theater. It's got good sound in it, too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. Yesterday was our first day to rehearse with the chandelier.
Okay, now if you're not familiar with the Phantom of the Opera, you better tell them the chandelier plays this huge part in it, and you've actually brought in a chandelier and imported it from
Kentucky.
Really?
they can do that because they don't need them because they don't have electricity.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, the story takes place in the Paris Opera House. And, of course, this opera house has been haunted by this phantom. And the opera house got shut down because of all the tragedies that had taken place. And so this chandelier was something they were auctioning off later on. And then what happens is the chandelier, they restored it to its original glory. And the opera goes back about 30 or 40 years to where the story starts. So anyway, this chandelier is really cool.
It plays an integral part with this.
Yes, the Phantom tries to kill people with it.
That's right. Now, if there's people out there that have not heard of Phantom of the Opera, I'm sure there are because I just heard yesterday some guy lived here his whole life, didn't know where Shasta Lake was.
Okay.
Well, I've heard that. I just heard that. But Phantom of the Opera is a beautiful musical. And, I mean, just it has a great storyline. The songs in it, the music in it is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's probably the number one source of entertainment in the history of TV, movies, theater. That's according to an expert. It's sold, in New York City, it has, surpassed its 10,000th performance and is still going strong even in New York City.
You know, one of the first Phantoms of the Opera was a silent film. Did you all know that? And who was the star? Not you. Who was the star? Anybody? Okay, it was from another movie. Lon Chaney. He played the Phantom. And he was a famous actor back during that time.
And you can't see, but you have a room full of younger people with us.
Okay, they're 17 or 18.
Big blank looks of Lon Chaney. Like, I don't think any of them recognized that name.
And when I'm sitting here, he goes, I got up at 7 o'clock this morning for this. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and let's talk to the cast members here.
And what introduce they do, these
and introduce
young
because. Dun, dun, dun. Is it starting to come back to you all out there? Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dreams he came. That voice which called
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. Senior and veterans discounts, very competitive prices, over 4,000 happy customers. Why don't you give them a call at 530-365-3793. They treat their customers like family. They do great work. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We're here with the cast of the Phantom of the Opera from Shasta High School and their director, of course, Gavin Spencer. But let's start talking to the cast. Let's start with you. And what's your name?
My name's Emily Robinson.
And what part do you play?
I play Carlotta, the leading prima donna opera singer.
Oh, now, do you have to act with attitude here?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just like, yeah, okay. So are you mean to your understudy and anybody else?
Oh, I'm mean to everybody.
Well, you know what? You don't appear to be mean, but I bet you can get in character quick, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And our next, and who are you?
My name is Amber Spencer.
Uh-huh.
And I play the role of Christine Daae.
Oh, yes. Amber Spencer. Heard that name someplace before. Okay, now you are the...
It's familiar.
Yeah, you are the one that the Phantom falls in love with. All right.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of Phantom of the Opera?
My favorite part is probably the graveyard scene when I'm singing to my father's grave, asking what to do, asking, what, you know, just for advice, like what's going on. And it's a really intense and emotional part of the play, the whole musical for me.
No, you're okay. You're okay. You're fine. Don't
you just
worry
get
about
closer
it.
Closer to the microphone.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You can hear you. I'm pointing at the other microphone. And you're asking for advice from your father.
Yes,
in the
and yeah, it's a song, and it's just it's really emotional for me to do, it's really fun to do because I feel like I can send out those vibes to the audience.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
17, okay. Let's go, okay, just move this microphone around a little bit, and let's go to our next group. Let's go to the men's side here.
Hi, I'm Silko Dresser, and I'm from Germany, and I'm a fop in the musical.
A fop?
Yeah. Everyone is probably now wondering, what is a fop doing? I'm more or less a goofy opera player in the act.
Kind of like the ones kind of in the background, but you've got a part there. They go, oh, and they laugh, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That little comedy relief
thing. Yeah, exactly. I'm more or less the person who is kind of the whole time goofy and walks like a model over the stage. you will enjoy that if you would come.
Oh, we were going to come now. Wait a minute, don't go away. Now, what part of Germany are you from?
I'm from the eastern part of Germany, closer to Dresden, Saxony.
And you're here on A for how long?
I'm here for the whole school year as an exchange student, and I really enjoy the musical program in Shasta. Hi, it's beautiful.
So how do you like it up here in Northern California?
I really love it. It's beautiful. The state is wonderful. When you go around Reading, you go out, you can do so many outside activities. I really enjoy that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to our and picking our state and Reading to come to.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next here?
Hi, I'm Josh Rodriguez, and I play two roles. I play, in Act 1, I play a creepy count, and his name is Donatio. And in Act 2, I play a co-schemer with the person who plays Piangi, and my role is Passerino.
Okay, so what do you bring to this role? I mean, when you say a creepy role and kind of a, and the second one, you're kind of like, what?
Even more sneaky, creepy.
Even creepier.
Creepy and creepier.
This is the phrase of your little creepy phrase, gentle wife.
I suspect my young bride is untrue to me. I shall not leave, but shall hide over there to observe her.
Oh, great.
Okay. Next.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Aaron Vogt, and I play Richard Furman. I'm one of the opera owners, one of the new people that come in and buy the opera.
Uh-huh. And so do you have a singing part also?
Yeah, I have a whole song that's dedicated, well, two whole songs that are dedicated to these notes that we get that we don't really know who they're from at first, but we all kind of find out that they're from the Phantom, and he's kind of secondhand running the opera through us. So.
Okay. Now, Chris, can we – I'm sorry, Gavin. Can we put together a song here with everybody or parts of everybody?
Yes.
I want to do it now.
All right, we will do a masquerade.
Okay.
Getting close. Well, I guess we could play
everybody
it too much.
Getting close.
Get a bit closer.
Masquerade. Paper faces on parade. Masquerade. Hide your face so the world will never find you.
Okay, wait. We have different parts. So well, here's what we're going to do. Let's hear a little bit of Carlotta's little opera thing.
Okay.
This opens the show.
Okay.
These trophy.
Oh. Wow. All right. Wow. Okay, you know, okay, and do we have, what's the major song? The major song in there, would you say?
Can you do part of the family opera? Whatever your verse is, you'll recognize this.
In sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came, that voice which calls to me, and speaks my name. And do I dream again? For now I find the phantom of the opera is here inside my mind.
Okay. Wow. Now, all right. Now, tell us when the play is going to be, or the opera is going to be.
The play opens next Wednesday, next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
May 2nd.
We come today.
Yeah,
May
so 2nd. We go 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and okay. Then the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And you can get your tickets at ShastaWolves.com. You go to ShastaWolves.com, click on the Phantom of the Opera icon, and it will take you right to the ticketing page. Tickets are $18. You can also go down to the Cascade Theater if you would like and pick your seat out in person.
Okay, so it's going to start a week from Thursday, and Linda's going to give away tickets tonight on the spot with Linda Botten. I think you're all showing up again here. So she'll be giving tickets away, and we're going to be giving tickets away tomorrow and the next day for Phantom of the Opera. And I tell you what, it sounds to me like it's going to really be great, and we really appreciate you all coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawing. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95, kids under 4 eat free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber and his group down there. You know what? They can, you know, look at countertops, outside, inside your kitchen and bathrooms. If it can be done with granite, he can do it. And he does a great job. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. He did all the granite tops in our kitchen. We couldn't be happier. That's Mike Huber and Estate Granite, 530-241-7866.
Yeah, we've got just a minute. Let's just kind of wrap up a little bit on the KIXE thing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that called in and wanted to talk about that. And I think there is a lot of interest. I can go back and forth on it so easily both ways, because there's no question that there is programming there that is unavailable, and it's a pure station. You're not going to have to worry about the fact that your children are watching this station and there's going to be that you're watching this station and you're going to be interrupted by the sex and violence that permeates all the other channels.
Yeah.
Advertisements, there is no such thing as family hour anymore where you feel like you're protected. Having said that, unfortunately, I don't believe that with all of the new mechanisms that are available to watch things with Netflix and Pandora and all of the different things that DVRs and all of the stuff that people are recording, a lot of younger families are not looking at Channel 9. They're pre-programming, they're setting up, my grandkids have programs they can watch, they're all pre-recorded, and that's where the access that they have. They don't have access to the whole TV schedule.
No, and I understand, but because of that, because of the sex violence and things, like you're right, you know, they used to have a family, family hour there, says before 9 o'clock you couldn't have certain shows.
Exactly.
One of them was Two and a Half Men. And there's reasons why. It was well written, but it was an adult show. So what they do is they run reruns. And so the originals are still running after 9 o'clock at night, but all the reruns are on like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is children's time that are on there.
And the commercials are not, to the best of my knowledge, or anything that I can sit down and watch, the commercials absolutely amaze me that are on theoretically, yes, during a family hour.
Right. And so then you have KIXE. And this may be one of the last bastions of a spot where you can sit down and watch it and not have to worry too much about it. But it's, you know, when we were here, we asked the kids here, do y'all watch this? And they said, no.
Well, and that's my point, is that people are not watching it. They're not supporting it locally. There is no local programming on this station here. It's why it's having such trouble staying out there and staying current.
Well, I think if they had, you know, they could do, I don't know, I can't say that they don't have any local programming, but I'm not sure how much local programming they have. It's like anything. There's really not any local programming around here except the news, you know. I mean, do you see other shows? On TV. I mean, here, we've got 21 local shows right here on the station. More if you count,
on radio, that. Absolutely. On this but radio, on local right here, TV on this show, radio. There isn't. Yeah. Yeah.
But try and find anything like that on TV, and you can't do it.
Well, you can't. And even the public, you know, we've struggled with the other station that's the public access station.
Not even go there.
Exactly. But that used to have some, you know, local programs.
Well, they used to have the base. They used to have all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we did. Absolutely. I can remember the 20 years I was in office. We did debates on a regular basis there. We did interviews for people running for office. We did all kinds of different programs from time to time. When we had an issue before the community, we'd have an open discussion and a panel on that TV show. And I'm unaware if that's still going on, but I don't think it is.
Okay. All right. Hey, when we come back, Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is going to be with us. In fact, really, Randall's sitting here already, so I know for sure he's coming. And we're going to talk about the impact of Obamacare. And because it just seems like
more and more things are coming out that we're finding. And I want to talk to Randall about insurance, about people, you know, about how that's working, how, you know, the impact that has on people and all these, and the exchanges. Because I, you know, everybody I'm talking to seems like there's a severe, there's going to be severe impact. People are just, are, you know, going to pay more and, instead of less.
And every day there's a new thing that pops up that somebody else becomes aware of a new ramification of Obamacare. And we've been led to believe that it's all going to take effect in 2014. Looks like that's not true because the bulk of it is taking effect right now.
We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This hasn't happened since 2009. President Obama and all the living ex-presidents are together to dedicate the George W. Bush Library. Fox News Radio's Mike Magowitz live at the White House.
Putting past differences behind them, President Obama helps to dedicate the new $250 million George W. Bush Presidential Library. It is a repository of millions of documents, emails, and photos related to the 43rd presidency. There's also a museum. Former Bush Chief of Staff Josh Bolton says people who visit will see many Bush policies, like homeland security, education, middle-class tax cuts, survived the Obama years.
There is, in fact, much more continuity there than people realize.
Also attending today, the first President Bush and Presidents Carter and Clinton. Dave?
Now, Mike, after that, President Obama will go to Baylor University for a memorial to those who were killed and injured in the fertilizer plant explosion last week in Texas. Shokhar Tsarnaev's father wants to come to the U.S. as early as tomorrow. His mom still can't believe her sons could have bombed the Boston Marathon.
I thought America is going to, like, protect us, our kids. It's going to be safe.
Her dead son, Tamerlan, was put on a CIA terrorist database in 2011. Jokar told investigators he was only recently recruited, but stopped cooperating after he was charged. Israel has shot down what it believes was an enemy drone. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
The military here say the unmanned aircraft was likely sent by Hezbollah in Lebanon. It entered Israeli skies near the northern city of Haifa. It's the second known incident in which the Lebanese militant group has sent a drone here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in a helicopter heading north when the aircraft was spotted, forcing him to land. Dave?
Emily, the UN Security Council has approved a new peacekeeping force for Mali, more than 11,000 troops, after a French military operation ousted Islamic radicals who took control of northern Mali. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 77 points. Earlier, we found out the 339,000 first-time jobless claims last week were the second fewest in 5 years. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
There's already been flooding in the Midwest, and as sandbags keep piling up, there's fear of more. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live in Chicago.
As the Mississippi River recedes north of St. Louis, warnings are being issued as it slowly rises downriver in Kentucky and Tennessee. The Illinois River in the Peoria area is retreating as flood warnings remain in effect for parts of West and Mid-Michigan. Lisa LaPlante with the Health Department in Grand Rapids says they're concerned about the high bacteria count in the Grand River floodwater.
You run the risk of catching some of the organisms such as E. coli, Shigella, Salmonella.
Floods have damaged houses in Kokomo and Terre Haute, Indiana, and Hazard, Kentucky. The Red River has now reached flood stage in Fargo, North Dakota. Dave?
Jennifer, they found more survivors in the rubble of a collapsed building in Bangladesh. They were found trapped in a room that was on the fourth floor. 12 have been rescued so far. At least 238 died. Police ordered the building to be evacuated the day before the collapse, but those orders were ignored. A convicted murderer in Arkansas who got life in prison without parole when he was 14 will get a new sentencing hearing. That ordered by the state Supreme Court. The Cantrell Jackson case was one of two that led the U.S. Supreme Court last year to throw out mandatory life sentences without parole for juveniles. NFL teams start picking new players tonight.
Quarterbacks Andrew Luck and Cam Newton were well-known first choices, but this year...
I'm just as nervous as anyone else is.
Offensive lineman Luke Jokel of Texas A&M, according to most forecasters, he should be chosen first by Kansas City tonight to begin the NFL draft. But Jokel knows it's not a certainty.
It's nerve-wracking just to not know where I'll be living, I guess, in a month or so.
A lot of linemen are forecast to be chosen early. As for the more familiar name...
Geno Smith off the broken play to the end zone. Touchdown!
On Fox Sports, Smith led West Virginia. Many expect he'll be the first quarterback chosen whenever that happens. In New York, Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
It's the first round of the draft tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl Bott. And, of course, being Thursday, it's Trish Clark.
And good morning.
Good. How are you doing today, Trish?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Thank you.
You know, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 76 points at 14,752. The S&P 500 adding 11 points at 1590, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 29 points at 3299. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 212 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $3.10 at $408.55, Microsoft up 89 cents at $32.65, while Facebook is adding 13 cents at $26.22. Of local interest, Costco up 82 cents at 108.60. Home Depot's adding 39 cents at 73.67. North Valley Bank up 20 cents at 17.59. And Reading Bank of Commerce unchanged at $5 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.72%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's unchanged at $91.43. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $23.20 an ounce at $1,554 even, while silver's up 79 cents at $23.88 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. There's a lot of things going on Wall Street, and you need a guide to move you through there. And they are the ones from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
And it's 58 degrees and sunny. It's going to be a high near 85 degrees today. Wind is dying down. We just have a slight wind at about 8 miles an hour. Clear with a low around 55 tonight. Sunny with a high near 86. Light and variable wind tomorrow. And through the weekend, high 80s, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful weekend in the North State with all the things that are going on. And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Big pizza night tonight. They always have homemade pizza made in a wood-fired.
New York style, yes.
And I tell you, they sell them out. That's why you need to go up. When you're going up there tonight, is just give them a call early. Say, hey, save me a pizza. And they'll put the stuff on, but I need the pizza dough to be saved.
Yes, yeah, so make a reservation.
That's right. Horseback rides, music, sporting clays, everything up at Anselmo's. I think they're even, you know what he told me? He's putting a new building up there. And it's going to be like a retirement home for, county employees that have retired and supervisors that are no longer in the job. Just thought I'd let you know
that. I think that's
you and Glenn Hall's, maybe we'll have, you know, adjacent rooms.
Hmm.
I don't know. I wonder if he's going to get a permit for that.
I don't know.
I don't. Probably not.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's something I really do want to talk. That was, of course, just a joke.
Please.
Don't,
please.
Don't start blogging. Don't put me down as being. Okay. Something really important is happening Saturday, though. At the Market Street Wines, on, of course, Market Street next to Cascade. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's called the Pacific Rim of Wines Tasting or Pairing. They're going to have a wine pairing there. They've got, of course, great food and that. Wild Card Brewery is also going to be there. But from 3 to 6, he's offering his and he's putting on this event. And all the proceeds, not the profits, not a cut, all the proceeds are going to be going to our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So, my friends, and it goes from 3 to 6. You can go in there. It costs $15, and you're going to get great food, wines, beer. And you can it also puts you in for a drawing for a trip down to Napa Valley, where they're going to take you down and show you one of the wineries, and you're fed and dined and wined and for a whole day. And you got two chances of winning, and we've got two different trips for that. And you can you can buy tickets for that if you want to, or just to come in. Now, your bartenders. Linda and I will be bartending, of course, but not for very long, because the main bartenders there are all recipients of the Purple Heart from right here in Reading, including two young men that were wounded in Afghanistan and Iraq, and our latest, the people that came back from our National Guard unit here, a young lady that was wounded twice in Afghanistan. She's going to be one of the bartenders too. All of these proceeds go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and these funds are going to go, they've used it to buy a van to take people from here down to Mather. They've used it for scholarships. They use it to help people. They take wounded warriors, severely wounded warriors out to dinner, and take them out on a trip like that. All the funds are going to our local chapter right here. So that's Saturday, the 27th, from 3 to 6 at the Market Street Wines. I'll be there. I know that a lot of other people are going to be there and joining us for that day. I know that, of course, that the PGR people there, a lot of Asphalt Cowboys are going to be there. I know, just, you know what, turn out for that. It's for 3 hours.
The wine pairing and the food, yeah, and the whole thing is a great experience and a good opportunity to help a really worthwhile organization.
And that's it. This is a worthy cause. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. The best tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts. Hey, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. We just got a phone call that said they're having a petition to keep the drones from coming to our area. It'll go from 11:30 till 3 o'clock at the
Kmart parking lot.
Look for the pickup trucks and the flags, I think is what they said. All right. Our guest, hey, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm going to go sign the petition.
I know. I know you like that.
I'm okay with the drones. I just don't want government to have them. I'm all right with
It's too late.
With private people having them, I don't want the government doing it.
It's too late. The government is
you
here.
Think you think that's mistrust of the government?
You got a cell phone there?
I do. I know. Hey, they've already here.
They're in your pocket right now.
Yeah, gotcha.
But we're going to talk about a couple things here. And our guest, Randall Hempling, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And there's a couple of things we're going to talk about. And Randall is like a 12-dimensional kind of guy. If you don't know who Randall Hempling is, and you just know he's CEO of a hospital that went from near bankruptcy.
It was bankrupt, yeah.
It bankrupt, about bankrupt to where it is now. One of the top 100?
Top 100 hospitals in the United States for all quality measures and and stability. And top 50 hospitals in the United States for cardiothoracic care. And you know Dr. Doug McConnell. He's our surgeon. He's a point of that. But that is an incredible move for a small hospital. And then our system just got named top 15 health systems in the country. And our little hospital is the number one in system, so that puts us in pretty good stead.
Well, you've done like pretty good here. You're kind of an overachiever there.
No, I just got out of the way. I just came in, and the people here are amazing. The people at the hospital, the physicians, everybody that works there has been dedicated to the hospital. There have been local people there for a long time, and they've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. And my job basically is to help them do their jobs, and a lot of that's just staying out of their way. They're an incredible group of folks.
Now, how many people do y'all employ over there?
We have about 750 employees, run about between 500 and 600 FTEs or full-time equivalents, because we do have some part-time people.
Mm-hmm. I know too is that you answer your own phone a lot of times. I mean, it's not like you got layers there.
That's how we manage. All of our hospitals are run like that, in that we don't have a lot of superstructure in there. There's not a lot of vice presidents and things. Before I got there, there was a CEO and a chief operating officer. We don't have a chief operating officer. Almost all of our directors run 2, 3, 4 departments as opposed to one each, and then have managers under them. And in a lot of organizations, if you have two people, you have to hire a third to be their coordinator. And we don't do that. So we've taken a lot of the redundancy out of system from these bankrupt hospitals.
You could give seminars to government structures to show them how to run efficiencies without cutting the service to the public. They could just cut the overhead.
Well, if that's possible, you know, a lot of laws.
It can be done, but they don't.
We're still encumbered, particularly in this state, with a lot of rules and regulations and laws that require us to have staff that otherwise we probably would not have. Some of them are good laws, and some of them are just overlay of stuff.
Well, I think they found out that they've got there was 257 separate offices. And this is at the federal level that had something to do with the same thing. They all touched and did essentially the same thing in the Department of Education. 257 offices, you know, that was spread out through the bureaucracy. But they all did the same thing. So, I mean, it seems to me is that if they all did the same thing, could you like put them all into like maybe 5 offices or even 100 offices?
Well, better yet, if you're talking education, you just need to do away with it at the federal level, put it back to the states where it belongs.
Yeah, I grew up. I don't remember that there was
a ton of money.
There wasn't a Department of Education when I was in school.
Well, it is covered in the Constitution.
And most of us turned out okay. In fact, we've got a high school reunion coming up.
I'm not going to talk about that one yet, but I probably do want to bring it up. I met two of your department heads, I believe, IT and your surgical department at the Show and Shine the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know what? But even better, I met one of your patients that at a birthday party for Santos's 5-year-old. That's our media director here. And the father-in-law of his wife had been the recipient of Doug McConnell and you all. He said, you know what? He said, you know, he had feeling something. Dr. Kahn said, oh, this is something you need to take a look at. Doug McConnell and you all took care of him, opened him up, did a triple bypass. Yeah. He says, changed my life. He said, you know, from that moment, and he was gone, he had him out in 2 days out of the hospital, I think, something like that.
It's usually a 3 to 5 day stay.
Yeah.
And then, and we pride ourselves on, and that's one of the reasons that you get top awards types of things for qualities. We have a very short length of stay in our hospital, and that's good. You know, the people say, well, they're moving us out pretty quick. If you're in a hospital long enough, we'll give you a disease. I mean, I just plan on it. That's where the germs are. That's where the sick people are. A third of our, or a quarter of our people on any given day are isolated because they have MRSA, you know, which is community acquired, a very bad, disease. Or a disease, but a very, very bad, actor, if you will, biologically. You need to be out of the hospital. We want you out. We want you back in the environment where you thrive. So we have a very good team that focuses just on that, getting you appropriately placed, whether it be into a skilled nursing facility for rehab or anything else that you need that moves you along proactively. And part of Obamacare, and this is one of the things we're going to talk about here,
There
are some good things in there as it relates to hospitals, a lot of crush on the outside. But as it relates to hospitals, there are some things that are forcing hospitals to change.
Okay, well, good. Now, let's hold that one because we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about, okay, here's a positive aspect of Obamacare. Because, we need some kind of positive aspects on this, and I can think of others like the preventive maintenance type things of people coming in to be seen.
Nobody ever said that the system didn't need some tweaking and some changing
Absolutely.
Needs to be blown up.
Okay.
No, tweaking is a rather mild.
Okay, we'll be right back. I'm with Trish Clark, of course. It's Thursday, so Trish and I are always partnering up here. We have Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Amy Schumer, one night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
I'm just bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, you know, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder,
power steering, and more.
Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with four locations to serve you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:25 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, April the 25th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends there. They have an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition. The place is always clean. It always has helpful people in there, and they're going to give you just the best advice. 221 Locust Street in Reading, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Enter in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area right there. Just kind of head on in there. You can get a healthy sandwich at lunch with orange juice or something like that. Our guest is Randall. I'm just going on. Randall Hemplin, of course, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Trish Clark joining me today because Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott, and she's got a full show tonight, including, she's got people from the Shasta High School, but all different things, and she's going to be giving away a lot of tickets tonight.
We were going to just talk a little bit about some of the positive things that Obamacare has brought to hospitals.
Well, it's not necessarily positive. They're stressors.
I was reaching.
You said positive.
They will be positive for the patient outcome. That's the key. I mean, it's going to make it better health care for patients. I mean, keep in mind, this whole purpose of this is to get people either healthier or well from illnesses at a lower cost, period. That's the purpose. Now, how they go about it, obviously a little bit dysfunctional. But I want to segue real quick. Carl, you were talking, those kids that were here for the mm-hmm. Phantom of the Opera, and you brought up Lon Chaney
yeah.
with your depth of knowledge of trivia. And he was known as what? Lon Chaney was called?
The Man of a Thousand Faces.
Great. And what was the movie about him?
Oh.
A Man of a Thousand Faces.
He was known that guy.
And who played him in the movie?
Lon Chaney Jr.
No, James Cagney, but that's, you were close.
Oh, you're right. One out of three
ain't bad. Okay, let's go on to Obamacare.
I mean, that was just it?
No, Lon Chaney Jr. actually played the Wolfman.
Well, I know that. Yeah, and then he never had the career that his dad did.
Well, no, he wasn't. Lon Chaney Jr. was really not a very good looking guy, if you recall. And he played off his dad. So he did a good job when they made him in the Wolfman. Yeah.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. Or Notre Dame, put himself into such contortions.
Yeah, he strapped himself into some really horrible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a marvelous guy.
Yeah. Anyway, but okay. So the only thing I can think of is horrible contortions. Let's talk about Obamacare.
That's where we're going, yeah.
All right.
For hospitals, it's had two or three different things, the impacts. And they are not, what everybody thinks financial. We just took a 2% cut across the board for everybody that gets Medicare. That's part of the sequester. That had nothing to do with Obamacare. The $700 million plus that they said was coming out of Medicare to pay for this, no, it never came out of there. It was just they already had planned reductions, and they just equated the two numbers. The entire healthcare system is overbloated and will chew every dollar that you put in front of it. That's the way the system operates. So throwing more money at it at any level is illogic. It doesn't make sense. The federal government right now is trying to put everybody, all the providers on a diet and then just saying, you guys figure it out. You know, just figure out how you're going to do a better job. And we're pretty bright folks across the board, and generally we can figure it out. The key things that it's done for hospitals, it's required all hospitals to go to an EMR, electronic medical record. Many hospitals, including ours, when I got here, were all on paper. So you have these big, huge charts. What that does is you rely on the pen, the ink, the communication that goes that way, the ability to read that. To cipher it and decipher it, and it also is very time consuming. We now have gotten it to where all of our records are electronic, which means when a lab test is ordered, it's done soon, and then instantly it shows up everywhere that person needs that information. Same thing with radiology, same thing across the board. It is a very cumbersome system for people to put input into, if that sounds redundant. Very difficult. Because it's much more time consuming. Therefore, there's been a lot of pushback, primarily from physicians, whose time is very valuable. And now this requires them to use keystrokes and go through the system and use it correctly to get the information in and get their orders proper so that then the orders can be done. It is an excellent system for getting information out because it's no longer going to be garbage in, garbage out. It's going to be good stuff in, good stuff out, so that you're safer when you come to a hospital in terms of everybody communicating better and everybody knows what's going on with you. That also requires, and this starts for us in about 6 months, a portal to where we already have most of this, but a portal to where another hospital, your doctor, the lab, pharmacies can access our system. And when you come in, you go to the doctor's office, he can instantly pull up and say, well, you were in the hospital last week, Carl, and I see they did this and they did that, and here's the drugs they put you on, and I want to be sure we're not contraindicating, or the new drugs we're going to put you on are contraindicated. So it protects you from that standpoint. That's a very expensive system. We spent, with time and labor, probably $4.5 to $5 million putting it in here. The federal government sent us money back to recoup for that of about $2.1 million. So we had a net cost of about $3 million.
Well, they're doing that in small offices, too, and they're getting a government grant on it, but it wasn't enough to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And, but they're, just like you said, they're having to come into the system is expensive.
Yeah, and it's designed, but keep in mind, it is designed to protect the patient and provide better health care, and it will do that.
But the heirs.
We've only got like 15 seconds yet. When we come back, I want to continue on this version, but then let's go back and the other part is impact of Obamacare too on your medical health. Then we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The current and four living past American presidents all together in Dallas to dedicate the George W. Bush Presidential Library. His wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the ceremony that's going on now.
A presidential library is not just about one president. Each library is about our nation and the world during that time.
Presidents Obama, Clinton, Carter, and both Bushes all on the program to speak. Fewer Americans filing for unemployment, fewer than most analysts expected.
The Labor Department says jobless claims fell to 339,000 last week, down from the prior week, which was revised higher to 355,000.
Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo. Investors like it on Wall Street. The Dow is up 74 points at 14,750. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire. The fringe. The conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs. Bigfoot. Lemurians. Planet X. Geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday. When Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, April the 25th. It's Thursday here. 63 degrees, 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Head on down there, and there's usually a group of people in there. And while you're waiting to get your haircut, you know, let's catch up on your reading. National Geographic, Car and Track, Guns and Ammo, things
Field
like that.
Stream.
You know, manly things. And but you know what? Kids in there all the time. Women are welcome to bring their children. They don't do any blow drying or styling there. It's just haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Good bunch of people there. Of course, Trish Clark is with me. It's Thursday on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And Trish is always here on Thursday. Love having you here.
I enjoy it.
You know, next time, you know, I'm gonna start lining up a certain group of people for you to be here, you know, for you to talk with, that perhaps you may not agree with, like you have in a lot, you know, a couple times ago. and I bet Randall Hempling, who is here, is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is our guest, and has done, Shasta Regional Medical Center has just, you know, is starting just to reach all the zenith of medical care.
And, well, we try, you know, just, every day. Well, you know, we're far from perfect. Far from perfect. But we've got folks that look every day to try to find a new way, or better way to do things.
Top 100, top one in the system. I mean, this is good stuff you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's like, it's the folks. It's
okay, everybody. When we left, we're talking about how the electronic medical records, how that's going to be great. But it's very costly to put together.
It's costly and cumbersome, and it's very difficult for the physicians. Not difficult in so much as just redundant and takes so much time. And you can always say it's gonna be better. You know, it's gonna get better.
And as we say, it's gonna get better.
Yeah.
As we say, is that there are things that we have to do with our medical system that, to make it better and all this. And Obamacare has swept through here with 2,700 pages. And there are parts of it that are positive. There's other parts, though. What significant impact will it have on my medical care and concerning the hospital?
Okay, well, let me give you a couple more things that are positive that have big impacts on the hospital. They're penalties. They are extreme penalties if we don't do it right. And historically, we've always been paid for doing things to you and for you. So my interest is, I love you, Carl, but, you know, I make money if you're sick. So, you know, I'm really happy that you're well, but, you know, to make a living, I need for you and Trish and other people to be sick.
Which is why you gave us those cookies this morning.
Sick and hurt, you know, that's the great financial joy in hospitals right now for the general system. And we're always looking at what's our census today and how many people came to the emergency room, and that's our job, and that's our revenue stream. Other countries, the hospitals don't worry about revenue streams. They just worry about two things, which are quality and cost. That's two things that I worry about, but I also have to worry about revenue stream and keep the doors open, which is the big thing in for hospitals. The penalties that we're about to suffer, or we presently do suffer. If you come into the hospital and then you readmit within 30 days with a similar or same thing, that is, we really didn't do a very good job of getting you out and getting you placed correctly, we get penalized. We're not going to get paid. Historically, it's been 7 days, but now it goes down to 30 days. If we don't place you correctly and get it right, we get penalized. It used to be that if you came into the hospital and then something else happened to you, a UTI, urinary tract infection, mostly caused by catheters. It used to be you'd walk into the hospital, and most of you have seen this, and everybody's got a catheter and a little bag full of yellow down beside their bed. And a lot of that was done for convenience, because that's to keep people from urinating in their beds. And it was, let's make it comfortable for Carl, and let's put this catheter in. Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, and I'm using Carl, we could have used Trish too, or anybody. A lot of times you get, if you leave it in there long enough, you'll get a urinary tract infection. Well, historically for hospitals, oh, okay, we just get paid more because now you're sicker. Not anymore. You get a UTI in a hospital, we don't get paid.
But you have you to get, treat it though.
We have to treat okay. it. Here's another one. You come in the hospital and you've got pneumonia or whatever, and we've given you an antibiotic and maybe a painkiller because of whatever you've had, and you get up in the night, you push your call button and nobody answers in the time that you like, and so you get up in the night and to go to the bathroom and you have what's called sundowners, you're disoriented, whatever, like going to hotel rooms if you've ever traveled much. You get up and you fall down, you break your hip. Used to be, okay, get to fix the hip now, you know, get paid. We're going to get paid for that too. No more. If something happens to you, they're called hospital-acquired illnesses, or I think there are about 26 of them, and I just gave you a couple of them. We don't get paid anymore. So that we are not only encouraged to do a better job of giving you quality health care, but of ensuring it going forward. Now, in some cases, there's a little unfairness there because we're going to send you back out, and what if you're not compliant? What if you don't take the drugs we tell you to take or the doctor puts you on for that pneumonia or whatever it was and you readmit again? Well, tough on us. So we have to work cooperatively and coordinate in a coordinated fashion in the system with doctors and everything else and pharmacies to make sure that you're being followed up upon so your health care is linked and, in effect, managed. Because right now it's all episodic. Now, you want to talk about problems that we're going to have.
Wait a minute. We're going to take a break here in a second. So I've got pneumonia. I go to your hospital.
Yeah.
Get a urinary tract infection because I'm just laying there. You got to treat that. You've got to get me out. You say, Carl, take these pills.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take these pills or you're going to have a reoccurrence of this. And I go, okay. I don't take the pills.
Yeah, and you're like most people take half those antibiotics because you're feeling okay.
I feel pretty good. 28 days later, hit the ground. They bring me back.
Yep. I don't get paid.
You've got to take care of me again, and it could be worse because I have not followed. I have not taken responsibility to take the medications that I was told to take, which then caused. Then you have to take it, but you've got to make that money up someplace.
When they come back,
but
it's all based on averages. Yeah, we
have to make that money up someplace.
How do we talk about the patients we've got now and the increased patient load? You're going to have to do all of these things with as these new patients flow into the hospital.
Some other, and you said there are some aspects that we need to talk about. So we'll be right back. Obamacare, positive aspects we've been talking about. Now let's slide on over to some of the ones maybe not quite as positive.
Yeah, they're not
necessarily. Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Inselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean? Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Radola a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Watt and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. I tell you, you know, the 2013 Ram trucks are the truck of the year as by Car and Driver there. Used new cars, trucks, or SUVs. You name it, they have it. You got neighbors making great deals for you right here in the North State. And their service department is second to none. Give them a call at 223-2177, or even better, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Trish and I are welcoming Randall Hempling, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've been talking about the positive aspects of Obamacare. And there are. I mean, you can't have 2,700 pages and not have something that come out of that that's going to help.
Yeah, they're positive for patient outcomes. They're positive for patient outcomes and in controlling cost at the hospital level. But they're stressors for us.
Right. Okay, now. What are some impacts it's going to have on us that maybe not quite as positive?
Well, the biggest thing that's going to hit almost immediately is as soon as everybody's insured, if you will, or has the ability to pay, they need to get to a source of primary care. Well, that doesn't exist. So what we have is the system is chasing itself to try to figure out how to get more primary care physicians, family nurse practitioners, physician assistants, all the various level of care that are needed at the primary care level. Because 95% of anything that's wrong with you can be taken care of at the primary care level. Really, the hospitals only take care of about 5%. This is when you really break something or you're really ill. The rest of it can be managed at the primary care level. Unfortunately, we don't have enough resource there. And people just, because we're so busy, we don't go to the doctor and the doctor's not available. And so then we just wait and we go to the emergency room. And by the way, the people who abuse the emergency room are actually insured people. The uninsured can't have access anywhere else, so they wait till they're really ill, unless they become quite trained. And we have a lot of them that are really trained. When they run out of their prescription, they call an ambulance and come to the emergency room. I mean, they really abuse the system. But we have many, many people who have insurance that say, you know, I just can't get to the doctor's office, or it's 6 weeks till I can get there, or Saturday morning and there's nobody open, and I've got to take my child somewhere, and they end up going to the emergency room. So when they have this insurance, they're going to be jamming our emergency rooms. We see it now.
Well, let's talk about that. It's going to take me 6 weeks to see my physician. And when you start adding on another 2 or 3 million, at the same time, you're cutting payments to these.
Well, they are supposed to level the payment. Medicare now, as they've stopped cutting, you know, every year they'd be threatening these 25 and 26% cuts to doctors. And by the way, they didn't do it this year. They didn't make the 26% cut to doctors. They got 100% of that money from hospitals. So they didn't add new money to the system. They just took it from hospitals and pharmacies.
But they see they have not passed anything that is permanent that says that they won't cut that 26%.
Well, no, they can always cut. And by the way, that's what they'll do is they'll pinch it at the top. They'll not have the increases. And again, they'll just tell us, figure it out. Because there is a lot of money in the healthcare system that, you know, one person's waste is another person's job. You have to always think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the post office. You know, there's a lot of waste in the post office, but it's people's jobs, and that's where we always come down to.
Is the administration going to start saying, is that okay, you don't have a MD, yeah. A physician's assistant or a nurse is okay?
The administration has no power to do that. All medical care is licensed at the state level. This is California. This is the People's Republic. We can do anything we want in this state. You know that.
Yeah. So, you know, and so if we've got the other thing too is didn't the state just cut a 10% cut on Medi-Cal?
They did because they to balance the budget. That's the one nice thing that may have occurred with this $4 billion they're saying that they're able to overcollect from their estimates. Maybe they will back away from that. I think they will because it will close rural hospitals and it'll close a couple of urban centers.
The indication was that all that money is going into education.
Well, then you have people, it always ends up going to somebody's pocket. You know, wherever the money goes.
It's hard to imagine education that we can spend more money on how much money we spend on education. We're still like 48th in the,
That's an issue for a whole another day.
Yeah, it is.
To cut back though, the bottom line is that right now in Shasta County, you have a hard time getting a doctor.
Yes, you do.
And if you need a specialist, you're talking 6-8 weeks out to get that reference in if you need to go see a pulmonologist or unless you're critically ill. Unless it's real critical. You're going to add a lot of new patients to an already very crowded system.
You are at first. And this is the problem.
How are these people going to be seen and how are the rest of us who are already in the system going to be able to get into our own doctor?
It is going to be horribly jammed for 5 to 6 years. It is going to be really jammed. So one of the really cool things with this, maybe we'll have to take better care of ourselves. That's the other side of it. I'm a real proponent of that. And secondarily, they will have to loosen up, if you will, and encourage more people to go into primary care. The money in healthcare for physicians is in the specialties. So they all migrate to the specialties if they're interested in money. And when I talk, the low paid people in healthcare are your primary care physicians, pediatricians, like people that touch you more often than anybody else.
You said 5 or 6 years. What's going to happen after?
Well,
They
have to open up more residencies in family medicine. They've got to, and it takes 5 years to, you know, for somebody to be trained. So it's going to be a minimum of 5 years before you start seeing more people coming into the system. The demand is going to be ahead of the supply for at least 5 years, probably 10. They need to make it less expensive to go to medical school in terms of the loans and allow people to repay those loans by being going to different states. Oh, by the way,
I think the rural areas, what I heard from before is that if you're in a rural area where all the money's going to is going to be the urban areas, it's going to be really tough for them to find doctors out there.
And in this state, and this is where my friends in the medical society and I disagree, keeping in mind that only about 20% of doctors are members of the California Medical Association. We have a thing in this state called the Corporate Practice of Medicine, which does not allow Mayor's Memorial, for instance, or Trinity Hospital or Franklin up in Wairika to employ a physician, which would help them. So what we have in this state is the Logic system where we have some of the best residency programs in the state. All of these new people want to come out and be employed, and they have to leave the state for employment. That's absurd. And it's all driven by this, again, illogic. There are only 3 states in the country now that have this corporate practice of medicine law. All the others allow hospitals to employ physicians to meet critical needs. That can't happen in California. So California's going to get hurt worse than anybody else in terms of our ability to provide to the levels of care. And it's, part of it is that
something to look forward to, huh?
Well, there's a way, and I know Brian and assemblymen in the rural areas, and the hospital mm-hmm. association, by the way, supports, particularly in rural areas, these hospitals having the ability to employ physicians. That will solve part of that problem. Because of the lifestyle, people really like to live in, you know, some of these rural areas.
Especially the elderly population, and that's the other impact that's huge from Obamacare, the impact on the elderly population. Shasta County is a place to retire.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a break. Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is with us. Of course, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
So, Mark, Haven is headed to the Love Your Pet Expo.
Of course I love my pets.
Yeah, right. This is the Love Your Pet Expo.
Haven will be there with our mobile van adoptions, microchips, exams, flea prevention meds, city and county licenses, and promoting spay and neuters. Won't you please join us April 27th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for the annual Love Your Pet Expo.
Everybody wants to be a comedian.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Hello, back welcome back. Down. That wasn't me. You hey, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 25th. It's almost, we're in our last segment here. Our guest is Randall Hempline, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, but we're going to change gears here for a second. Tomorrow, our guest is Mike Warren, who heads up Turtle Bay, who's a former city manager of Redding, as some of you may know. And he is the heads up the operation out of Turtle Bay. And we're gonna that's what I want to talk to Randall about right now is you're on the board of directors out at Turtle Bay. A lot of stuff going on out there. And you know, the hotel thing kinda like is just like kinda going off to the side. We haven't heard anything.
Well, here's the deal. So everybody understands what it is. First of all, Turtle Bay is an extraordinary resource for this community. People come here because of Turtle Bay and the bridge and all the beauty that's down there. And you can go there any Saturday and listen to the foreign languages being spoken and see the buses come up with people that stop here. Start there. It's a great asset to the community. Look at all the kids that go over there. Thousands of children are taking on field trips over there for the various, you know, not just the natural things that we talk about here in the forest camp and the like, but the museum pieces, the art, the shows that go on, and it gives them an appreciation of not just their community, but of the world. So you ask any of our educators just how valuable this asset is. Several years ago, the city, used to provide up to $700,000 to the museums here in town, and that got to be a bit burdensome, so they consolidated. I think most people know the story. If they don't, they can read it somewhere.
Right.
But it got to where there was a lease of the land over there from the city, and the purpose of the lease was to guarantee that it would not go to any other use other than museum and natural history and all of the things that are great for the community. That went from $700,000 down to $290,000, give or take, when I got on the board.
Uh-huh.
Then it went away. So suddenly, you know, I'm on the board of an organization that's now got to figure out a better way. I mean, it's done a good job of managing itself anyway, but you got $290,000 been guaranteed. That's a chunk of cash. So that went away. So as a board, you know, we looked at all the various, the first thing you do is how can we control our costs a little bit better? That's been done. Turtle Bay has done a marvelous job. The staff there is dedicated. They haven't had raises. We've gone, in my tenure there, I think it's gone from about 83 employees down to about 49. And that's not even full-time equivalence. I think full-time equivalence is about 35. Keeping the place together and doing it. And everybody says, well, try to do more with less. Well, right now we're at the position where it's going to get to less with less. And we have a capital infusion need. So the idea was to do this hotel. The hotel throws off enough money to replace the $290,000 that we lost from the city. That gives us the cash infusion. Secondly, it's an asset to the whole community because it's going to throw off about $400,000 in TOT to the city. Mm-hmm. All this. So we had all these things going. It was going well. We had the original DIR review that said it's not a prevailing wage issue. So we got it all planned. We're going out for bids. We've gone to bids two times now under the idea that it wasn't prevailing. And then suddenly that got reversed, puts us in a bind. We're trying to figure out how best to do this so that we can maintain Turtle Bay. It's all about Turtle Bay. We're working with different groups to see what we can do. And I think we're going to come up with some solutions that are going to please everybody and be a win-win for everybody. And I think, you know, hopefully within the next week to 10 days, we'll have finalized those things.
Great.
Have some good news for everybody.
Expect you all to be back on and be talking about us. Okay. Hey, Trish, thanks so much for being here with me.
My pleasure always. Yeah. Love Thursdays.
And of course, Linda Tonight on the Spot with Linda Bott, and tomorrow, Mike Warren. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An awe-inspiring sight in Texas right now. The American president and all four of his living predecessors sharing the same stage to dedicate the latest presidential library. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz monitoring live at the White House.
They represent presidencies covering five distinct decades and distinct political views. But today, President Obama and former Presidents Carter, George H.W. Bush, and Clinton attended the dedication of the George W. Bush Presidential Library. In a marked change from his 08 rhetoric, President Obama praised his predecessor.
And what I know is true about President Bush, and I hope my successor will say about me, is that we love this country and we do our best.
The $250 million facility will be a repository of millions of documents, emails, and photos for researchers and includes a museum to help visitors understand the 43rd president. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. A landfill search, now part of the Marathon bombing investigation. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has a live update.